9 Tet of Shvi'ez Mishnah Tet Misha Hayoloi Peiroi Shvi'ez Venafaloi Shenafaloi Beirusha Oy Nitnaloi Bematana. A person received Peir Shvi'ez as Yerusha. His father had Peir Shvi'ez and the father died and now he inherited his father. Oy Nitnaloi Bematana. Somebody gave him a gift of fruit that has Kedusha Shvi'ez. Rabbi Lezer Oymer Yinot Nu Le'Oyslehem. He cannot keep them for himself. He has to give them to other people that can eat them. This is Rabbi Lezer holds, like the Shammai, that says that you are not allowed to receive a gift of Peir Shvi'ez because receiving a gift is similar to a business transaction, because once you receive the gift, you feel obligated back to the one who gave it to you. Chachamim Oymer, the Chum disagree with him, and they say he could eat it himself. But they're saying a comment to him that, according to your opinion, why can you give them to the other members of your family? And they say like this: Eina choyte niska. If you hold that it's a type of choyte to gain from a gift that was given to you of Peir Shvi'ez, then you should not give it to the family members also, because just like you would eat it yourself, you're gaining from it, also giving it to your family members. You are gaining something by having your family fit. El Yimachul Oslehem. It's according to you that holds the problem for you to take it, then you can't even give it to somebody else. You have to sell it to other people. And Mei Mitzvatul Oslehem. And the value of it, you will give out for Hefker. So basically, you didn't get anything, because you're not giving over it as a gift to anybody else. They have to pay you for it. So they're not going to be obligated to pay you back. And the money that you make out of it, you won't keep it for yourself also. You'll just remark it and whoever takes it, takes it. We pass in here like the Chachamim that one is allowed to receive a gift of Peir Shvi'ez. So if one gets a bottle of wine that has Kedusha Shvi'ez, he's allowed to take it and he's allowed to drink it himself. As we know, there's a discussion about can we rely on Hetz Mechira. Many poets can say one should not rely on Heter Mechira. The question is, if one gets a gift of Heter Mechira wine, what should he do with it? So it's like this. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, even if we do not rely on the Heter Mechira, and we say that this was really sold and grown be'isah, even so, in the case of fruit, many Rishonim say that the b'yevah of the fruit is mutter. In the case of vegetables, it's definitely oser. So Heter Mechira stuff you stay away from. But as far as fruit, for example, wine from Heter Mechira, so the minhag is also not to use it. But the truth is, the Chazon Ish says that the Ikir Adin, we pass to make opinions that the Yevet is Mutter. So there's a situation which, for whatever reason is, somebody is stuck and has to eat some fruit of Heter Mechira or wine of Heter Mechira, there is room to be lenient on that. If he does not want to be lenient on that, he cannot just throw it out because it has Kedusha Shvi'ez, and therefore he has to keep it or find somebody that does rely on it and give it to them. The last halacha in this Mishnah is Ha'oichel Misa Shvi'ez Ashlehum Achalosa Chayav Misa. A dough which is made out of wheat from Shemitah, he has to have challah taken. We don't think just because it was taken from the hefker, it's potter from challah. It's chayv and challah, and therefore, someone eats from this dough and makes a bread out of it. If it's not take challah, he's chayv mitzvah b'day shemai, which is a punishment for eating challah, or something that has, that challah wasn't taken from.